Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And today we're going to kick it off with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. How goes it, sir?
Bill, I'm a little freaked out right now, man.
Okay.
Tell you why.
Tell me why.
I'm not very much of a technical person. As a matter of fact, I'm not anti-tech. I'm just kind of non-tech. It doesn't interest me, so I don't pursue it.
Right.
But I have three words for you, man. Dual factor authentication. You need to make sure if you have, or it's possible to have, dual factor authentication or biometrics on your devices. You know, go ahead and do it because it's the way of the future. And if you don't do it, you're going to be left behind and hacked. And I guess that's pretty much where I'm at. You know, it started with Instagram, but my Instagram account was linked to my Facebook account. And I think my Facebook account was linked to my Microsoft account. It's a domino effect.
Sure.
To the extent that... my computer was compromised to an extent, and I wasn't sure to what extent. So I just shut everything down. I shut down Instagram. I shut down Facebook. And I've just been addressing all of the... actually, look at it this way, man. It's not going to be easy to... absolutely change your electronic footprint in a couple, 3 days.
No.
Not in today's time and space. It's unbelievable. But I'm almost there. All the critical modes have been addressed. I'm getting to the point where I can somewhat relax. And, to an extent, I'm enjoying the time off. I mean, what else can you do? You would think from an isolationist standpoint, nowadays, someone that chose to stay off the grid or not getting involved in social media, that's, kind of an isolationist attitude to an extent, because that's how people survive nowadays, I guess. I don't know.
Right.
But I really don't. We didn't have all this when we were growing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I know how to get by without it.
Right. And, that's always a plus. But, I mean, I will say this. If this is only the first time this has ever happened to you.
Absolutely. That's why it's had such an impact on me. It's kind of like, hey, whoa. Because you always hear about it happening to people.
Right.
But it's always the other guy. That ain't going to happen to me. And then, pow, you find yourself caught in the middle of it, and it's like mind-boggling. I've learned so much tech stuff in the last couple, 3 days. I felt like I've been in some kind of Tom Cruise movie or something, crazy. Where all the tech guys are going at it. Watch this. They press a button and wacky stuff happens.
Well, if this is the first time it ever happened to you, you have definitely gone a very long time before this ever happened to you. But it happens, I think, to everybody. I can't imagine how many times it's happened, like Steve Fisher. You know, Steve's way out there with his Instagram page. He's on there constantly.
Well, I don't get it. I think it was done intentionally.
Of course it was.
Basically I was targeted by somebody.
Well, and yeah, because you're super dead.
How are you going to combat that?
Right. I don't know that you necessarily worry about it.
I'm not concerned about it at all.
Yeah.
Because it's just, nothing you can do about it.
No, you can,
they can do anything. That's the scary thing with this. AI is the big issue now.
Right.
And they're talking about regulating AI and talking about how they're going to do that and who's going to make the decisions related to that regulation of those, specs. And it's almost like life is now imitating art. They had that one movie, I don't remember.
What was it about?
I, Robot. That's the name of the movie.
There you go.
Big fall. But, the prime directive or whatever they call them for the robots. Come on, dude. It's only going to go so far. But they're making it seem as if it's not going to be another 30, 50 years. Point where we're not going to need pilots. We're not going to need, how many job descriptions are we not going to need anymore?
I think a lot of things that are purely mechanical, like, say, checking out groceries, that might go away as far as having to have a human do that. But I think there's some things that are so nuanced that you're always going to have a human being do them. Infantry is a very nuanced profession, isn't it? Being in the infantry is a very nuanced profession. It's not something that automatically comes to you. It's such a fluid situation. It's going to vary from person and event to event, isn't it?
Yeah, but even then, that point's arguable, man, because you can sacrifice 100,000 AI drones versus 100 live human beings. I don't get it.
Well, sure. But I think at that point, then war loses all meaning at that point. If all you're doing now is you're just throwing robots into it. Yeah, if you're throwing robots into it, the war as hell is basically lost on everybody at that point. So.
No, I totally get it.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Where could they possibly want to go with AI? Why are they pushing it so hard?
Well, because it's new. Because it's engineers. Engineers can't ever leave anything alone. I work with sound engineers all the time. They can never leave anything alone. We're coming up on, coming up on the first break. And, right now there's nothing for me to direct you to with Super Dave because Super Dave has taken a step back, although I expect to see combatspeed.com come back online just any old time. He's in the middle of finishing out his week. Huh?
It'll be at least 30 days in the black hole.
So 30 days in the black hole, so the only place you can find Super Dave now is here. The only place he's out there is here with me. I don't mind the exclusive. I'll enjoy it for 30 days. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, which is currently in a black hole. Everything about Dave is in a black hole, except for Dave's love for the Glock 26. You and I both, tell me about what you think about the Glock 26. What's your thoughts on the Glock 26?
I have a Glock 26 that I acquired many, many years ago that I used as the pistol to fire the inaugural backup gun match up at Smith & Wesson I don't know, it's probably been 15, 20 years now.
Right.
But I came in, I was second behind Mike Sieglander for the match. And that little 26, funny thing about it is, in prep for the match, I fired that 26 for every USPSA match, IDPA match, you name it, that I could fire locally. I was living in Florida at the time, that I could. And the pistol was extremely accurate. And I always believe the shorter blocks are more accurate anyway. And I'll tell you why in just a second. But one match that specifically stands out in my mind, we were south of here, or, you know, south of Tampa, down near Boca Raton, and I won a stage at a USPSA match that was actually a 50-yard stage in which it was very simple. You drew and fired 10 rounds, you know, Comstock time, into this target at 50 yards. And I shot it clean in like a mid eight second thing. And I won the stage for the match. And, people couldn't believe it. But I was digging it, you know, because I knew the pistol was fully capable of that level of accuracy. And here's why I've always thought the shorter Glocks were more accurate than the longer Glocks, so to speak. The, and this is what I'm about to say is arguable. Okay. Technically, mechanically, however you want to argue it, it's arguable. Supposedly the Glock locks on the, I just drew a blank. On the technical names of the surfaces, the barrel hood and, slide. Well, the Glocks, there's a very finite way that the Glocks lock up. And the energy produced by the cartridge overcomes the ability of that lock to hold, and it slides open. So to me, it's kind of a blowback type. It's more of a delayed blowback than it is. Anyway, do you understand why I say it's arguable?
Yes, sir.
Because it doesn't really matter until you start measuring accuracy with the smaller guns. Because the smaller the gun is, you get less frame flex. The frames are much more rigid than the larger frames. So by eliminating frame flex, you eliminate any negative input on the barrel and slide relationship or interaction. You see what I mean?
I do.
You get much more consistent action and better accuracy because of that. But I love that little 26, man. It's a laser beam. And recently, I went to locate it, and I couldn't, which was an immediate red flag. I'm not overly concerned about it because I know it is in a ready kit bag. I just have to identify which one.
Right.
I thought it was in my personal number one go bag. Kit bag, but it was my tertiary 19X, Maybe I didn't look hard enough. But either way you cut it, I've got to put hands on as soon as I can.
For me, the Glock 26, I think the Glock 26, what I like about it is that it is not a full grip, right? Because I like I like the Glock platform. I don't like the Glock grip angle. That's what always throws me, is the grip angle. And then the grip angle, yeah, the grip angle actually causes apparently a series of things that occur. If I ride high and up on the beaver tail, or where the beaver tail would be on the gun, if I ride high on that, now my trigger finger is coming down at an angle. It's no longer even with the trigger. It's coming down at an angle. And where I hit the trigger, I'm actually going diagonal across the trigger. I'm not pulling straight back. So if I actually
pull straight back.
Yeah.
Even best case scenario, I can't. When I lock the Glock up properly and engage the trigger properly,
right,
I cannot press the trigger clean and straight to the rear unless I do it on purpose, because my finger is placed diagonally across the front of the trigger shoe.
Okay.
You have to learn how to press it clean and straight to the rear with your finger in that position. Yes, it's difficult at best.
That's just one of the things that I've noticed about the gun. But what I've also noticed is, I'm not going to go there because we're about to come up on another break, but we'll pick this up on the other side. Talking about the gun, the Glock 26, I shoot it well because I have less of a grip to push my hand in the wrong way. It's easier for me to get a better grip on the trigger on the Glock 26. That's why it's the better gun for me. And besides that, you like them, so Wow. Now that just vindicates it for me. But I'll explain something I discovered the other day, quite by accident. Right now, Super Dave is exclusive to Lock and Load until he gets out of the internet hole that he's put himself in while he regroups. This is the only place to find him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. According to multiple sources, two people are dead following a car explosion on a bridge at the U.S.-Canada border near Buffalo. Eyewitnesses report seeing a car accelerate directly into an inspection booth on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls. Today is the 60th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's assassination in Dallas.
Good evening. The essential facts are these. President Kennedy was murdered in Dallas, Texas. He was shot by a sniper hiding in a building near his parade route. He was dead within an hour.
President Biden characterizing it as a defining moment of deep trauma and loss that shocked the soul of the nation. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell sharply last week. A sign the U.S. job market remains resilient despite higher interest rates. The Labor Department reported today that jobless claims dropped by 24,000 to 209,000. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Right now we're talking a little bit about gun things. And one thing I discovered, we were just talking about the Glock 26. I shoot the Glock 26 better than any other Glock in its standard configuration out there. Now, that's obviously not your problem, right? You have figured out how to shoot the Glocks no matter where your finger is hitting the trigger, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
I know people that can shoot the Glock just naturally, but the grip angle for me, maybe it's because of the length of my fingers, maybe the girth, whatever it is, it just creates issues for me. But I discovered something. The other day I was revisiting something. When I went to Tactical Response, I took these two Poly 80 framed, basically Glock pistols. You know, the Poly 80 is basically a Glock clone. Right. And I shot those guns very accurately, even in the heat of the Camden June time that I was taking that. Jaeger laughed at me over that because I waited so late in the, you know, I waited till the hottest part of the year to come take the class.
Right.
But when I was shooting the targets, you know, they had me shooting a little triangle. They called that the GUI, the face, you know, the eyes and nose, the triangle, the eyes and nose. Made. That was the representation made. It. I was hitting it. And normally with Glock, you know, I'm sitting there going, well, I'm low and to the left, but at least I'm grouping, right? This right. was not the case. I was shooting it straight on. Now, I had these two guns going because a sponsor had built them for me. And, I mean, I had tested them, and they ran so good that I decided these would be, I took a Glock 17 size Poly 80 and a Glock 19 size Poly 80. And I could hit with both of them. And then I... Just on a whim, I pulled the gun out and looked at it, and I looked at the back strap of the Poly 80, and it's not a 22-degree angle.
Right.
It's not. It's straighter than if you took a Glock grip and shaved it down.
Right.
But it's I don't know if it's 20 degrees or 19 degrees, whatever it is. I like the 18 degree of the 2011-1911 angle, the trifecta cut, as they call it. And I like that. I'm sorry?
Excuse me? Would you explain that again? The trifecta? What is that?
That's how they refer to the grip as on the staccatos. They call that this trifecta grip. I don't know why.
Well,
I can't explain it technically. I could get a hold of, I can call Pignato and see if he'll tell me. I never have asked him. I should have by now, but I haven't.
Yeah, man.
But anyway,
if you don't mind, I'll figure that out.
Okay. But with the Poly 80, I was hitting with the Poly 80 as well. So for me, sitting here, I have the Glock 26, which I can shoot well, and I think it's because of the shorter grip. And I have the Poly 80, which I can shoot really well, which I think is because of the straighter grip. Which leads me to this, and I don't even know who I would ask. I don't even know who I'd begin asking. Why do you think they have got this? Such a the angle is so different on the Glocks than just about everything else.
Because they're Austrians, dude. There is no making sense out of it, dude. They're Austrians. They dig that European grip angle,
right?
They're used to dueling. They're used to, you know, standing there bladed, one hand, you know, arm full presentation, dialed in. You know, that's the way that gun is set up for shooting. It's not the American way of shooting friendly. It's not mechanically,
right.
It's not mechanically designed to be friendly to American shooters. You know, they don't seem to mind. They shoot it really well any way it can be shot.
Right.
You know, I don't think it's really that big of a deal, but it is learned initially. Trust me, I had to learn.
Well, I mean,
once I learned, I got it.
Yeah, but you switched over from 1911s to Glocks, right?
True.
How much of a learning curve was that to adapt to that grip angle?
Zero. Pretty much zero for me.
Yeah, okay. But you just said there was a little bit of an learning curve or something to that. So what was it that you had to adapt to when you made the switch?
Not having a mechanical safety to operate. That jigged me up a little bit.
Well, it's,
you know why?
Why?
Because it takes time to do that. When I switched from 1911s to Glocks, I actually, in respect to basic gun handling and stuff like that.
Right.
I was able to do things much faster because the gun was much easier to work with. Had less controls. You see what I mean?
Sure.
Less actions had to be performed. Not that, you know, it made them any less dangerous or not. There were still, you know, I didn't have to worry about manipulating a mechanical safety. An external mechanical safety.
Right.
I could make, loading was much easier with a double stack rather than a single stack. You've got the capacity of a 9 over, you know, a 45. There's just a lot of advantages, you know.
One thing I've noticed, but now when you were shooting 1911s and you had a mechanical safety, that was just all part of your learned draw stroke, right?
Correct.
So when you went to one without a mechanical safety, you just had to adjust to the fact that you didn't have the mechanical safety. How long did that take?
Well, it took a while.
Yeah?
A little while for me, yes. Because I had to keep this in mind from a standpoint of sequencing.
Right.
You physically move to it, initially establish your strong hand grip. Now, with Glock, you don't have to adjust for the external mechanical safety. You follow me?
Right.
Nor do you have to delay that physical action, because now you have to learn how to pause your thumb there and use the rest of your hand to establish the initial grip, to remove it from the holster, and work the timing out where you physically manipulate the safety off and acquire the trigger to move the gun to the target. You see what I mean?
Sure.
It happens extremely fast.
Right.
And, you know, I've thought about trying to film that because I think there's a certain skill level where kind of that rule's getting bent pretty hard. You know what I mean?
Right.
People are getting on that gun and physically acquiring the trigger and prepping it.
Tell you what.
While they're aiming to get that best first shot and pow.
Hang on for
me. I'm doing it myself.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the last break. We'll pick this up. The mechanics of the draw, that always fascinates me because and I got a question for you about the mechanics of the draw. Super Dave, you can catch him here every Friday, lock and load, until he comes out of his self-imposed exile. He's working on it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We were just talking about the draw stroke and how you would like. Now, would you want to be filming the difference between one with a thumb safety and one without? Is that what you'd be looking to film? What would you be doing?
Well, it really depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to compare by describing what you just said, you're wanting to compare a 1911 with an external mechanical safety.
Right.
And a Glock. And when do you actually take the safety off and acquire the trigger during the draw stroke for the, what, committing to the first shot? Is that what you're asking? Like doing a one-shot draw?
Right.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But you're going to find some things out. But I really believe you would have to video it to do it. I think it would happen. I'm not saying it's going to be too quick for the human eye to see. But it's a very, very narrow window that you have to know exactly, specifically where to look when it happens.
Right.
And then it's a matter of visual speed. Will you recognize it when you see it? You know what I mean? But, that's why the cameras are going to be necessary. To get that dialed in.
Well, it would have to be quite the special camera, too. It'd have to be able to punch in really close. It'd have to be really, really slow motion. And you'd have to do it.
It's definitely going to have to be slow
motion. Yeah, it's going to have to be, and it's going to all have to be on a time code sort of timing setup to where you can see how much time has elapsed. Because I would imagine somebody who trains a lot with a external safety, grip frame safety gun, there's not going to be a lot of difference in speed from clearing the holster to getting the first shot off if they practice enough, is there? Or am I wrong about that?
No, there shouldn't be any issue whatsoever. I wouldn't expect there to be any difference at all. Now, are you talking individuals within the same realm? Say a competitive realm, or are you talking about comparing individuals from a work realm to the competitive realm?
I would think it'd be just on the work realm, because the competitive realm, I mean, I know that there's people that shoot guns that are pretty basically stock, but a competitor that shoots competitively trains to such a degree that somebody that they've got to train more than somebody who's a, well, that does the work, right? That is like some sort of an operator working in security, police, military. They've got to train more, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. They generally, competitive shooters generally have a much higher level of ability than your average bear. What I call your average bear.
I would think so. I would imagine. Now, can we take a competitive shooter? Can we take a competitive shooter and turn them into an operator easier because of how much they train versus taking a guy that's an operator and turning him into a competitor? Is one easier than the other?
Whoa, dude. That's actually an excellent question, Mr. Bell.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work like that, man.
Oh, my bad.
That's an excellent question. But I just want to clarify. It depends on the individual. See, I can teach you how to shoot, but I can't teach you how to think on your feet.
Right.
You have to have it to an extent, but you also have to have it enough to where you can get it when you need to and move out. You understand what I mean?
I do.
And it takes much more time and energy to even try to teach someone how to think than it is to how to shoot. You know what I mean? If you can think on your feet, I've got good material to work with.
Right.
See what I mean? But if I've got to focus on teaching you how to think on your feet, you're not going to be an asset to the element. It's just the way it is.
I understand. Well, I guess the question would be, let's take all things being equal. We're going to be able to clone their mental capacity, right? We have an exact duplicate of mental capacity. Is it easier to take somebody with the muscle memory built in by a competitive training workflow and have them apply it to a work flow, a military operational sort of workflow, than it would be to take the same individual that is in the military operational workflow and get them to, that they're going to have to level up to get to that physical, technically really good level of a competitor, aren't they?
Dude, I'm going to have to back up in my PhD just to understand that question.
Well,
you got me on that one, dude.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that, man. You can't really program anything. You got to train and practice to where you solve a problem X number of times to where you encounter problem X and you make the decision to solve problem X, you receive the conditioned response to solve problem X. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you're hardwired that way.
Right.
You're hardwired to deliver the solution to the problem that is presented before you in real time.
Right.
Not try to make some cookie cutter solution fit the circumstances. There's a difference. You understand what I mean?
I do. I remember, I was a big Bruce Lee fan.
Okay.
And
me too.
Bruce Lee always wanted to train a ballet dancer. He felt that if he'd gotten a trained ballet dancer with all of the resulting strength and balance and flexibility that a ballet dancer comes with, that he could have turned them into a very special fighter. But he never got a chance to train that. And I just think about the other disciplines that are out there. And shooting, whereas competitive shooting is it's all based upon a timer. Operational shooting is I've always thought is based upon tactics, experience, and some other things. But I would imagine that if there's one set of attributes that works with one versus the other, I've always wondered if they could be applied to each other. So, you know, it's an interesting question to ask and to consider.
No, that's very true. It's actually a very interesting concept that you bring up, because whether you realize it or not, the concept that you question is true. Some of the best competitive shooters that I've ever known have been tier one operators for periods of time.
That's interesting.
Proven periods of time.
We are about to run out of time. So before we run out of time, let's just say this was a very I love having a stimulating conversation with Super Dave, because, well, I mean, I can't ask most people questions that I can ask you, so that's always good to do. And in the interim, for those of you looking for Super Dave for the next little bit, exclusively, he's going to be here, unless he changes his mind, and he'll tell me if he does. But if at the moment, he can only be found at Lock and Oak. True statement?
True statement.
All right. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, Mr.
Bill. Oh, yeah. Always stimulating. We got hour number two. That is inbound hard. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.